Simon's got.
Hello? Hello?
Sorry to keep you waiting.
No, that's okay. Is that you, Maria?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, hi, Maria. It's Caroline from Clove Design.
Hi, how are you?
Sorry, my mouth is full at the moment.
Oh, it's all right. Don't stress.
No, I'm good. I'm just following up on two things, please, Maria. For my clients in Ringwood East.
Yeah.
What I sent an email and spoken with you about, the legs of the ottoman are a different colour. And so you were going to send out the replacement legs for the ottoman.
Let me
but they still haven't received anything.
It gets crazy here sometimes, hon. And let me have a look. Ringwood, here it is here.
It's on the email thread. So, yeah, Caroline.
Sorry, I'm just going the email thread so long. I'm just going through it all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just last back on the 4th of September.
Okay, I'm up to that. Oh, it's 15. All right. Hang on. No problem. Not that one. Oh, I hope you had a good weekend.
4th of September, yeah.
4th of September. That's awesome. Hang on. August, September the 4th. Right, leave it with me. Oh,
that's what we spoke about. I emailed and I rang you, and that's what we spoke about. That's right. The ottoman has what looks like walnut legs, whereas the sofa is paper. And so you said that you'd get that sorted, and I sent through an email with the address.
Yep. I have to pass this on to Alice. Like. I don't sort these out personally.
No, I understand.
I'm just the receptionist
I hope not
and everything.
Your role.
No. Yeah. I'm really what I am is their bookkeeper. But I'm jumping to help them and take calls and do whatever I can. Okay. Leave this one with me. I can see the difference in colour. I'm sorry that no one's done anything, but let me print this out and speak to Alice as soon as she comes in, and I'll let you know what's happened, okay?
Yeah, okay, thank you. All right. Can you also advise me too, Marisa? It might be best that I speak to Alice. Kelly's come back saying that regarding the couch, we've had time to use it of late, and we're not finding it overly comfortable. It's quite firm, and after sitting in it for a while, it has a dip in the seating, and then it feels like you're sliding forward. We keep pushing ourselves back into
the
couch.
Mm.
Pardon?
That could be the foam. All right.
Yeah,
this
is someone I can follow up with, or I can put my client's comments into the into this email thread.
Why not? Or start a new email altogether. Okay, this is what I'd like you to do. Start an email altogether and just say, and I've printed out the legs, so you don't need to go. Just say something like, has anything happened with the legs? And then mention the sofa as well, because what Alice might do is send George out. George changed. He's the guy we send out to fix legs, or if anything goes wrong, he's very good.
Okay.
Very good. He'll be able to see instantly if there's a problem with the sofa. So just put there, you know, we've got a few issues with the sofa, if they can check it out. But and I'll talk to Alan in the meantime, okay?
Oh, thanks so much. So when you say a new email thread, am I still sending it to your email address?
Yeah. Alice and I read the same emails. Yep.
Oh, okay. But
all right.
I thought it was a new thread.
But you start a new thread, yeah. And then, as I said, and this one here, I've printed the email where you've spoken about the legs. I'm going to give that to Alice. And to Alice, this is also to go with the email that she just sent.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Sure. Yeah, thanks so much, Maria. Thanks.
Leave it with me, and then that way I'll reply to that. Because sometimes the threads get lost deep in the system. That's why, especially with Gmail, they do get lost in the system. But if you start a new one, we'll jump on it straight away.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Cool. Right. Okay. Thanks so much, Maria. Thanks so much. Okay. See you. Bye.